بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu three pertinent advices. Number one, fear Allah ta'ala wherever you are. We explained last week whether a person is on safar, whether he is out of town, out of the country, or whether he is at home, then he has to have the fear of Allah, he has to be a believer wherever he is, he has to have Allah's fear to abstain from sins. Whether a person is alone, whether he is in public, then he has to have Allah Ta'ala's fear to keep him in check and to stay away from sins. What was the level of consciousness and taqwa and fear of Allah Ta'ala in the Sahaba? I was just reading now, Hazrat Nazar radiallahu anhu, once in Medina Sharif it became very, very dark. So he rushed and he went to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. And he said, "Oh Anas, did something like this ever happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu responded and said, "Ma'ad Allah, Allah Ta'ala grant us refuge. Leave this sky becoming dark." He said, "If the wind had to blow a little more harsher in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us would hurry to the masjid. All of us would hurry and rush to the masjid." Such consciousness of Allah Ta'ala's power and qudrat, that Allah Ta'ala can punish us at any time. Anything can happen. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَصَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. When the eyes will be dazzled, and the moon will lose its light, and the sun and the moon will be joined and combined. Allah is describing Qiyamah here, in Surah Qiyamah. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced that lunar eclipse, this was in the mind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khasaf al-qamar. Allah is showing us His sign before Qiyamah. Here is an example that the sun loses its light, or the moon loses its light. The light of the moon, before your eyes it disappears. See Allah's qudrat. And this is how Qiyamah will come. This is an example, a sample of Qiyamah. What fear it's supposed to put. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bukhari hadith, now you must read salah now. إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When the wind blew, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushed to the masjid. So what consciousness a person has to have, that Allah Ta'ala can take me to task at any time. I am so sinful. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to say, talking about the eyes, he said, we should have fear that Allah can take away my eyesight, can snatch away my eyes when I'm looking at haram. One of our pious ulama, once he was in an accident, I went to visit him, and he's telling me, while I'm sitting there, he's telling me, Maulana, I broke my hand. My right hand is broken. You know why this hand broke? So I said, why? He said, because one or two days before that, I shook the hand of a non-mahram. Maulana is telling me. He said, I was in a school, and this visitor came, and without thinking, I shook her hand, and then I realized, you know what, I shook this woman's hand, as a non-mahram. So this is the punishment now. He's telling me, he said, this is what came to his mind. I met up in this accident, and there my hand got broken. So what consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we need to have? That's why ulama say all the time we must have that fear of Allah. If we have that level of fear, how can a person make sin? Allah, if I'm going to do something wrong, the hadith says, a person is deprived of rizq because of sins that he commits. He's deprived of rizq. There's no barakat in my house. There's no happiness in my house. Person is always in trouble. Children are disobedient. Person must think now, what am I doing wrong? So much of fear of Allah Ta'ala we need to have that it keeps us in check. I can't do wrong, I can't look at wrong, I can't touch wrong, I can't eat wrong, I can't deal in wrong, I can't behave in a wrong manner. Ittaqillah haythuma kunta. In my business place also, taqwa of Allah Ta'ala day. Doesn't mean now, Allah forbid, I was speaking to someone, it's so common for the female staff to become casual. Co-workers, flirting, it's become a casual thing, normal now. Why are they non-Muslims fooling around? So we think nothing of it. Co-workers, people that we have in a lift club, staff under me, secretary, smiling, smirking, joking. So ittaqillaha haythuma kunta. Wherever you are, at home, in the workplace, alone, traveling, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at any time Allah ta'ala's pakar, Allah ta'ala's punishment can get me, and then what will be my condition? Inshallah, we'll continue with the hadith.